Now I'd like to invite, I'd like to request Swami Chetananji, who's in charge of the Vedanta Society of St. Louis, to come and speak of Swamis in America. If you go to any of our bookstores, you'll see a lot of Swami Chetananji's books. He has basically taken the saints of our Ramakrishna Swamiji, Mother, and the direct disciples, and put them into modern English, and so that they're easy to read. Swami Chetananji.
My topic this afternoon, Swamis in America. Time, 10 minutes. My Episcopalian minister friend told me, Swami, no soul can be saved after 20 minutes. So I shall get half of that chance. Anyhow, before I begin my subject, I shall tell you, before the disciples, today I shall try to restrict myself speaking about the five monastic disciples of Ramakrishna who came to America and propounded the universal message of Vedanta. Afterwards came the second generation. So I shall restrict myself in first generation. Before Sri Ramakrishna came, before Swamiji came to America, most probably it was in 1884, Sri Ramakrishna was seated on his bed in Dakshineshwar in Samadhi. Holy Mother carried the food tray and found the Master was in Samadhi. So she waited. Sri Ramakrishna came back from Samadhi and said, you know, I went to a country where I saw many white people. Their languages are different. Their manners, customs are different. Their inside is white. They have white complexion. Outside is white, and they are also children of God. They are great devotees. Ramakrishna's vision. Through his subtle body, he came to the West. Another incident, when Swami Sarodananda came to America, it was 1896-97, he was giving a class in Montclair, New Jersey. Mrs. Wheeler was seated next to him. Swamiji said, Swami Sarodananda said, the person I talked about, he is my guru. This is his picture. Immediately she said, Swami, when I was a young girl before marriage, I saw him. I was in a dream, I saw this picture, this person. Afterwards, I tried to find out, but I could not find, but this is the first time I saw. So Sri Ramakrishna came by subtle body in the West and made the ground for the disciples. First, Swamiji. 5 years, on two occasions, Swamiji came and just spread the message of Vedanta. On 30th December 1894, Swamiji said in Brooklyn Ethical Association, I have a message to the West as Buddha has a message to the East. What was his message? It was Vedanta. That we talk about. Swamiji really worked very hard. If somebody asked me what is the best contribution of Vivekananda to the West, 4 yogas. Raja Yoga, Karma Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, and Jnana Yoga. If you read these 4 books, you will understand what is true religion. Swamiji made these 4 manuals for the Western people. Swamiji is one and unique. Swamiji in California, toward the end, in 1900, he said to one of the American devotees, Madam, you will see after my death, within 10 years, I'll be worshipped as God. But I will have to be born again. Why, Swami? Because I fell in love with human beings. Swamiji was really a universal person, a great knower of God. He brought this message and established 2 Vedanta societies in 1894, New York, and in 1900, San Francisco. So this center is very, very important, I tell you. Then second, Swami Sarodananda. He came to this country and stayed 2 years and spread the message of Vedanta. But he was called back by Swamiji and made him the General Secretary of the Ramakrishna Order. Third, Swami Abhedananda. He came to this country, and of course in England, and he lived 25 years. He crossed the Atlantic 17 times. He traveled widely and preached Vedanta. He was really a great writer, great thinker. His books, Life Beyond Death, Reincarnation, and Doctrine of Karma were very, very popular in the West. I shall tell you one story about him. It was in 1915. He was coming from England to New York. He went to the office to buy the ticket. At that time, there was no plane. Somebody said, "Don't go." He was listening. Somebody is talking. Again, he went to the counter to buy the ticket from London to New York. "Don't go." He returned. He did not come. Next day, when he opened the newspaper, he found Lusitania, a British liner, was torpedoed by the Germans during the First World War. And that boat sunk into the Atlantic. It was Sri Ramakrishna, saved his disciples. So Swamiji's life was saved in Detroit when some people poisoned him in his coffee. Anyhow, next Swami, Swami Turiyananda. He came with Swamiji, worked for 3 years. He was the embodiment of Vedanta. Sri Ramakrishna used to say, "Gitokto Yogi." All the teachings of the Gita was exemplified in his life. It was 4th of July, 1900. Swamiji, Miss Book, Turiyananda took the train from New York, and they were coming. Swamiji stopped in Detroit. While leaving the train, Swamiji told Turiyananda 4 sentences. First, go to California and open the center there. Second sentence, hoist the flag of Vedanta in California. Third, forget India. Fourth, the remaining things the Holy Mother will do. The Divine Mother will do the everything else. Turiyananda came. You know how he worked in Shanti Ashrama. It is a history. I hope there should be a book one day on Turiyananda in Shanti Ashrama. Next, Swami Trigunatitananda. As you have heard, and the beautiful presentation of Trigunatitananda we saw in the show, in the audiovisual, he was a really unique person. And he gave his life for Vedanta. So these are the 5 disciples of Ramakrishna. Vivekananda, 5 years. Saradananda, 2 years. Abhedananda, 25 years. Swami Turiyananda, 3 years. And Swami Trigunatitananda, 12 years. These Swamis created tremendous spiritual impact in the West. It was in Baranagar March. Swamiji told his brother disciples, "You will find in the future our names will be recorded in the history." Actually, it happened. It was in 1964. C.T. Jackson got his PhD, Swamis in America, in 1964 from UCLA. Swamis in America by C.T. Jackson. If you want to know in details, it is so thick. I bought that dissertation from the university. What a documented thesis he produced, all the activities of the Swamis in America. If you are interested, you can read that book. Not only that, it was in 1976, which was the bicentennial of American independence. I went to Washington, D.C. In the Smithsonian Institution, there was an exhibition abroad in America. That is the name of the exhibition. 26 foreigners who came to America and left a tremendous legacy, heritage for the American history. Swami Vivekananda was one of them. Swami Vivekananda is a huge pavilion. I took some pictures. I think I lost them. But It was a huge contribution. And we know that how Swamiji's words, our names will be recorded in history. So that is the brief presentation I told you this afternoon. And moreover, on April 11, 1906, Nivedita wrote to Miss MacLeod, "You see, when we, who understood Swamiji and remember him, are dead, there will come a long period of obscurity and silence for the work that he did. It will seem to be forgotten until suddenly, in 150 or 200 years, it will be found to have transformed the West." Thank you very much. I restricted 10 minutes.